I hear there's going to be a big fiesta next door, the Otoni says at dinner one night. Aren't you coming, Theo? Lucinda seems surprised that our handsome uncle would pass up a party. He's a great dancer and extremely popular with the ladies. I think it's best if your Theo doesn't say Pio, the Otoni laughs. Best to lay low. Besides, he hasn't been invited. Mr. Washburn has to turn in his guest list to the foreign ministry every time he has a gathering. It would look bad for the American consul to be hosting a man who has only just been pardoned by the government. I wish I could be there, he adds, winking at Lucinda. I'd like to see that trail of broken hearts. Ay, Theo, don't start, Lucinda scolds, pretending to be disgusted. I mean it, the Otoni persists. You will be the queen of the ball. I glance over at Lucinda, and I'm surprised at how pretty she is. Her dark hair is pulled up in a high ponytail, and her dimples show when she smiles. Lucinda reminds me a lot of the oldest girl on the Mickey Mouse Club show I've seen on the Washburns television. Hi, I'm Annette, the girl calls out. And this señorita isn't far behind, the Otoni says, winking at me. My uncle claims I've grown up in the months since he has been gone. In fact, I'm not a señorita, as I haven't gotten my period yet. But odd things are happening to my body. My breasts have swollen into two small buds that hurt if anyone bumps into me. I've also grown a whole quarter inch since Christmas. Maybe I'm not going to stay small forever like poor Moncito, who never gets enough to eat. Inside my heart, odd things are happening as well.